Palmer, brother and sister, W.O. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 1, 1902. Dear brother and sister Palmer, may the Lord greatly strengthen you physically and mentally and give you moral power. The Lord hath pardoned thy transgressions. He hath forgiven thy sins. He hath lifted upon thee the light of his countenance. When I was in Battle Creek during the last general conference, the instruction given me in reference to you was that you were in danger and that the Lord would have you connect with James Edson White, for you would have to pass through great trials. But a work must be done for you. Wrongs must be made right. I was instructed that whatever might be the reflections and accusations brought against you, I must encourage you and not depress and destroy you, as many would surely do if left to work out their own inclination. The word of the Lord to me was, instruct him as a mother would instruct her son. Leave him not to be accused and battered down. He can be an overcomer through the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Encourage him. His temperament and Edson White's are not of the same order, but these two workers are to harmonize in my service and to help each other. Men will pass judgment, but the Lord God of Israel hath spoken. My brother, I have words to say to you. The Lord has his eye upon you. Ever looking unto Jesus, you will reflect his character. By beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, you will be changed into the same image, from glory to glory, from character to character. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Psalm 19, verse 7-14. The written word of God is to be your lesson book. Study it. Bring it into your character building. Take no man, whatever may be his position or work, as your criterion, for all men have not the true experience that will help you. Study your Bible. Bring it into your life as spiritual food, partaking of it in order that your character may be conformed to the character of Christ. Thus you may become Christ-like. Appropriating the Word and feeding upon it, you will be a partaker of the divine nature, overcoming the corruptions that are in the world through lust. God's written Word is a perfect guidebook for your daily life. Your faith must rely upon a Thus saith the Lord. The Bible is to be the rule of your life practice, for all who follow its teachings are made wise unto salvation. You cannot depend on your own righteousness. If you make the Lord your trust constantly, you will not be brought into confusion. For keeping power, trust wholly in the one who understands all your spiritual necessities. God is very pitiful. Depend on him alone. Christ's righteousness atones for your sins. He is making intercession in your behalf. Seek to please him by keeping all his commandments. The more that we, individually, are acquainted with the Bible, and the more earnestly and zealously we criticize ourselves, comparing our hearts and lives with the standard of God's requirements, the more fully will we trust only in the wisdom that cannot err. Through faith we will accept the promise given to those who receive Christ as their personal Savior, the promise that to them he will give power to become sons and daughters of God. My brother, keep the perfection of Christ's character ever before you. Whatever may be the human judgment pronounced on your case, remember that God has authorized no human agent to be judge of his fellow man. Put your trust in God at all times, and you will find him able to keep you by his almighty power. He will be an ever-present, all-sufficient defense against the strife of tongues which Satan inspires to confuse and weaken and discourage. God does not give the slightest endorsement to the spirit of surmising evil, of making a mountain of a molehill, that men have manifested in criticizing every wrong word and act that they can discover. These men do not understand what manner of spirit they are of. They are making themselves as gods, to lift up or to cast down. God will bring them over the road of trial and show them the wickedness of their course. The friend of sinners knows how to help and strengthen and bless those who, having sinned, turn again unto the Lord. Those who seek God with the whole heart will find Him a present help in every time of need. He will heal the erring instead of denouncing and crushing them. He will hear the penitential prayers and will pardon the repentant ones, doing them good according to the great riches of His grace. Now, my brother, put your trust wholly in the Lord. Human judgment would set the erring one aside, but Christ, were He present, would say to these men who pass such judgment, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone." John 8, verse 7. All Christian gifts and graces come from the Holy Spirit. Upon different individuals, the Lord bestows different gifts and measures of grace and means of influence. For the wisest of reasons, He has ordained that every man shall fill his own place. God will bless you, Brother Palmer, in doing the work that He has appointed you to do. Guard against carrying heavy responsibilities. You have been so worried in mind that life and courage have been almost crushed out of you. Now lift up heart and soul in praise to God, because He has acknowledged you as His child. He will make you His helping hand and will bless you in the work of trying to help other souls. The Holy Spirit will work every heart susceptible to its holy influence. Christ's righteousness will go before such an one, and the glory of the Lord will be his rearward. Brother Palmer, let your every word be guarded. Say nothing that will irritate. Let your words be few and well chosen. The Lord will strengthen and bless you in doing his will.